This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Tess Vigeland in for Kai Rizdal. So let's see. We have the Greek economic tragedy, the fate of the euro, fears of a run on Spanish banks. Yep, Europe is once again making the wrong kind of headlines. Well, the politicians over there don't seem to be helping, so why not seek some fresh advice? Like from high school students. Well, they just had their chance at a competition called the Euro Challenge. The Federal Reserve Bank of New York and the European Union sponsor this annual Wonk Fest, where high school freshmen and sophomores present their plans for solving Europe's economic problems. Our New York Bureau Chief Heidi Moore was a judge this year and delivers her verdict thusly.
John Chiarella is a high school sophomore from New Jersey. The way some 16-year-olds rave about hot video games, John riffs on interest rates and the euro. He's on a mission.
Me and, like, the rest of the group are going to try and find a way to save Europe from economic calamity.
He's not kidding.
Good morning. Welcome to today's meeting of the European Economic and Social Committee.
Chiarella and three other students at Rumson-Fairhaven Regional High School competed in the Euro Challenge. Their school has sent a team every year since 2008, when they won first place with a bold prediction about Greece.
We felt that they're going to be facing a sovereign debt crisis in the years ahead. That was 2008. So...
Joe Lanza is their coach. He recently heard from one of the students on that team who was kind of gloating.
Look where Greece is today. You know, they still didn't take any of our recommendations and they're still going to have problems in the streets. If they started the process 4 years ago, maybe they would be a little better shape.
Nearly 100 high schools sent their teenage Cassandras to the Euro Challenge this year. The Rumson team set out to solve the budget problems caused by Italy's aging population. One of their ideas was to cut government pension payments. John Chiarella ran it past his mom. It didn't go over well.
My mom, like, is a strong advocate of, like, social welfare, and she thinks that Europe does it very well. And I agree with her mostly, but, like, she has to realize that Italy spends 14% of their GDP on pensions.
At a weekend practice session before the competition, the coach, Joe Lanza, drilled the team.
Explain the one-size-fits-all monetary policy.
Chris Brodsky, a sophomore, showed off his mastery of the economic lingo.
Rising oil prices, which do what, Chris?
Postpone inputs such as hiring new workers and new orders for capital goods.
Chiarella says their classmates respond to all of this with blank expression.
A lot of my friends, like, are not really too into economics or history. One person asked me what I'm doing here, and I explained our whole, like, pension plan. What's the trouble in Europe? What's the trouble with Italy? And he's like, oh, so did you see Ghost Protocol yet?
The students vying to be Euro Challenge champions may be misfits while they're practicing, but the grind pays off. On the day they filed into the New York Fed for the competition, these teens sounded like future Treasury secretaries.
Well, in the U.S., when you default on a mortgage payment, your debt is essentially eliminated for the time being.
I sat up front as one of the three judges for the final round.
How much of the risk to the banking system that you've talked about comes from actual non-performing mortgages, and how much is from banks buying bundles of mortgage securities that they then couldn't resell?
All of us were dazzled by what the kids knew. Inflation, unemployment, economic bubbles.
So securitization wasn't used in Ireland. It was a very plain vanilla housing bubble.
Later on at the reception, Mia Ellis from Montclair High School explained how her team would solve the Irish housing crisis in expert terms.
We also suggested limiting or banning tracker mortgages in Ireland and in the future to prevent bubbles to limit building permits.
Her team won third place. Unfortunately, Rumson-Fairhaven didn't make it to the final round.
Our 2012 Euro Challenge champions, Ridgefield High School, Ridgefield, Connecticut. Congratulations.
The winners proposed tougher labor laws and higher taxes in Italy, something that might not fly politically. At the reception, the winning students joked about the best use of their prize money, $1,250 each.
Yeah, I think I'm going to save it.
Or, you know, just buy Italian debt and help out the country.
Even Europe's ambassador to the U.S. said the Eurozone could use the help. João de Valle Almeida offered up some gallows humor on that point.
This time last year, a number of people were saying that I wouldn't be here 1 year later for the simple reason that the euro would have dismantled. Well, I'm still here, and the European Union is still over there.
Nonetheless, the ambassador said he'd take some of the students' ideas back with him.
I'm sure you have found solutions that I'm ready to take over to Europe. I'll pay with some copyright.
It couldn't hurt, right? In New York, I'm Heidi Moore for Marketplace.